My God,
Verushka whispered as she watched the man walk up the path. Wearing jeans and a modern t-shirt, he looked every part the American world traveler his Baba Nina had told her he was. No, not a man. With a head full of tousled black hair, dark gleaming eyes, and the most handsome face she'd ever seen, she wondered if he even qualified as human. The lean muscles of his chest and biceps led her eyes downward to his strong, tattooed forearms. The man was like a dangerous demon sent by Satan to give women impure thoughts. He might even be the devil himself.
He's handsome,
Antonia mused. It was possibly the stupidest thing her cousin had ever said. Verushka turned to her.
Handsome? He's more than handsome. He's...
The words that came to mind sounded too forbidden to say out loud. Dangerous. Wicked. Those weren't attributes suitable for a gentleman. Yet a full shiver crept down her spine.
Your future husband,
her cousin finished.
Maybe future husband,
she snorted.
You'd be a stupid girl not to make it work. Filthy rich, and he looks like that?
Verushka waved a dismissive hand.
Shush. You've given me your opinion already.
The knots in her belly twisted as he reached the door.
Now be quiet. He's here.
Antonia gave her a mischievous smile.
Just remember what I said to...
The door opened, interrupting them. Verushka backed away from the window and clasped her hands behind her back. No need for him to know what a busybody she was, though it was usually Antonia's fault. She used to get them in trouble all the time as children with her impishness. Constantine could very well be her future husband, and she had to work hard to impress him. Under his grandmother's judgmental eye and with Antonia's big mouth, it would be difficult. Nina shuffled in just in time for Constantine to walk through the door.
Kostya!
She grabbed his face and kissed both cheeks, greeting him like she would a small child, despite him towering over her. He smiled, seeming to enjoy the attention, or at least tolerate it.
Baba, you look well.
After they hugged, he turned and looked at Verushka. Dark eyes matched dark hair that swooped across his forehead. For some reason, her cheeks grew hot under his gaze. She bit down on her lip. He looked her over as if he were assessing livestock to purchase, and for some reason, that made her feel warm down below. Did he find her lacking? It was hard to imagine measuring up to American girls. She'd worn her finest dress for dinner tonight, but the plain cotton didn't seem good enough now. It was clear he had expensive taste. Even his leather shoes looked costly. Her mother had let her borrow her best jewelry, but the dangly gold earrings and bangle bracelets didn't make her feel any more grown up. In fact, they kept getting in the way. Decorating oneself was so impractical. Despite the way Constantine seemed to size her up, he smiled warmly. Nina gestured to her.
This is Verushka.
It sounded like an announcement, and she felt as though she was expected to do a song and dance or something. Anything would have been better than standing there, gawking like an empty-headed jackass. He gave her a curt nod, then stuck his hands in his pockets. He seemed as uncomfortable as she felt.
It's nice to finally meet you, he said in Russian. Baba has told me so much about you.
She cleared her throat and found her voice.
It's nice to meet you, too.